Hello.
And welcome back to Speak Your Mind with Elizabeth. You're probably going to notice that every episode that I had before this, I have deleted. And I have a reason for that. I wanted to get a new start on my podcast. I felt like everything that I was doing wasn't good, and I wasn't being truthful about myself and what I was telling you, and I wanted a clean area and nothing but the truth. And I have been everything but the truth about myself. And yes, this channel is about mental illness and knowing that you're not alone in it and to normalize it. And the one thing that I wanted to express is for you to feel like you're not alone, and the one thing that I've been doing is not doing that. I haven't been telling you the truth about my mental illnesses, and it's coming to a point to where I need to in order for people to understand what it's like to go through it and how to get through it and to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And to know that you're okay. And that's gonna be okay. And even though it's so hard right now, it's gonna get so much better. I ended up relapsing about a month ago. And before that, I was about 7 months clean of not cutting and self-harm. But I ended up relapsing, and it happens. Everybody that is going through self-harm or any type of illness, you're going to relapse at a point. You're going to relapse and you're going to call it failure, but what it really is you fighting. And we have ups and downs in life constantly, and that's the one thing that I do not understand about life. Is that we are constantly going on a roller coaster that just goes up and down, up and down. Mine happens to be doing that. And sometimes people's roller coaster is a shorter ride than others. And sometimes people's roller coaster is just all the way up with literally one down. And mine happens to be one that is very long and one that has a lot of downs and a very little of ups. I know that people struggle a lot with mental illness, and people are going to relapse. It's something that happens. It's something that we can't fix. And you can't feel ashamed or guilty for doing it. It happens, and we learn from it, and we need to move on. You need to forgive yourself when you do that. You can't hold on to it forever, because we need to let go of things in life. And that is one of the things that we need to let go. I know that it's really hard for people to not relapse and to not give in, but we do. And I wanted to be completely honest about this, and the only reason why I didn't upload and why I wanted to restart was because I was going through such a hard time and I wasn't talking about it. I was trying to hide it under a fake me and try to not express it. So I didn't have to talk about it, and I could run away from it, but at the end of the day, you can't do that. You can't run away from your issues or problems. You need to face it. And when I talk about it, and when I tell you the truth about what I'm really going through, it's gonna feel so much better, and you're on your road to recovery. you're going to have bumps in the road. But the more that you stick here and you go through those bumps and you don't give up, and sometimes you're going to have a flat tire. Sometimes you're going to get stuck in a place and you're going to feel so helpless for a good amount of time. But you have to keep on trying. And you have to keep on going. And the more that you do that, the stronger you are. I know people are thinking, why me? What did I do to deserve this? Why did I get issues? Why can't I just be happy? And the answer to that is, I don't know. But the honest to goodness truth is that people who have the light in their eyes and the biggest smile, biggest personalities, and the biggest dreams are usually the ones that go through a lot. And they struggle so much. I was one of those kids that I had big dreams. But my depression got away from it. And I ended up not going after it. And I was too scared to do anything and to say anything about it. But when I think about it, the more that you face it, the faster that you're going to overcome it, the faster you're going to heal, the quicker you're going to recovery. Just at the age of 10, I wanted to not be here anymore. I lost all hope in myself. My self-love was gone. I was so unconfident in myself that I literally didn't even try. I just gave up on myself completely. And what I found out is that you have to put one foot in front of the other and keep on shrugging through the mud and the lawn pathways. And I know that is so hard. But you have to trust the process. You have to give it hope. And you have to keep on moving forward, even though you feel so stuck, so hopeless, so broken. You need to keep on moving forward. I know how it feels. And I felt so lost. If that's the word to describe it, I felt so tired and helpless. But the one thing that really helped was to think about it and to keep on going. And sometimes you're going to have to pause and take a break, but that doesn't mean that you have to give up completely. At the age of 10, I was diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and an eating disorder. I went through binge eating disorder, and it really took a toll on my weight. And I was literally at 251 pounds just at the age of 14. I struggled so much with my weight, and I had trouble getting around and to breathe, and I felt so trapped. And I felt like I had no control, and I wanted the control in order to heal me, but I couldn't. My depression, anxiety got really bad, and I felt so alone. Like nobody understood what I went through and how it felt. But when people share their stories, you find out that that's not even close to the truth. That so many people struggle with this, and you just happen to be one of them. Thank you so much for listening and understanding for what people go through. And if somebody feels like they're struggling or looks like they're struggling, talk to them. Because you're probably going to make them smile for the first time in a while. A true, genuine smile. Spread positivity. Give love. Choose love. Go out to the world and make a difference. You don't have to win a Grammy to make a difference. You don't have to be famous to make a difference. You just have to help somebody. Just by doing one simple thing and asking somebody if they're okay, or listening to them when they're really struggling, can change somebody's life and make a difference in the world. I love you. And if you don't feel loved, I'm telling you right now, even though you feel like you're not loved, I love you. Your family loves you. True family doesn't have to be somebody that gave birth to you. It doesn't have to be blood related. Family is somebody that cares for you, loves you, and will give up on anything to help you. If you need someone to talk to, my DMs are always open. On Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everything is open. I love you all, and I hope that listening to this makes you feel okay, and that it's okay to relapse and to go through tough times, but we need to keep on moving forward. We need to keep on fighting. We need to keep on continuing this battle. We all have our ups and downs. But at the end of the day, you're worth it. And I hope you know that. Thank you.